Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains lake monsters. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You stand on the beaches of Lake Champlain. The water is warm and Champlain. And inviting as it splashes at your feet. You race into the soft waves to dive right in. Your goggles pressed tight against your face, you open your eyes and look around, only to come face to face with a massive serpent's head, a long neck that dissolves back into the murky water behind it. Killian, what is this creature?
Nessie again.
No, it's not Nessie again, but that is very,
Nessie's return.
That's very close because the animal, the cryptid is Champy.
Champy, who's Champy?
Or Champ, or 8 million other things. But let's open the Cryptid Catalog to find out more. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cryptid Catalog. I just almost poked you in the eye. I'm so sorry. Today, we have a fun American lake monster for you, all thanks to the wonderful suggestion from our friends, Axel and Liz.
Oh, no. We're in big trouble.
Why are we in trouble?
Because we have a monster in America.
We have a lot of cryptids in America. This is definitely not the first we've covered.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We're in big, big, big trouble.
I don't know why all of a sudden we're in big trouble. But anyway, so there isn't a story today, but we're going to talk about the history of the monster, some eyewitness sightings, and make some connections to other cryptids that we've talked about in previous episodes. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. So, Killian, Champ is one of America's favorite lake monsters. So what do you know about him already?
That we don't know what to call him.
No, that's just my joke mommy made because he's got lots of nicknames. Is there anything else you know about him?
No.
No? Okay, well, this would be very exciting for you then. So let's talk about the lake first. Lake Champlain is nestled right between the northern part of New York and the western half of Vermont. Lake Champlain is one of the largest freshwater lakes in the United States, with 435 square miles of surface area, more than 70 islands, 6.8 trillion gallons of water, and 587 miles of shoreline. Plenty of space for a lake monster to hide and play, right?
Uh-huh.
Since we are going to talk about the Loch Ness Monster here in a little bit.
What?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get it out of the way.
I knew it was going to be the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, no, hold on. It's not. You're not listening. Well, she returns a little bit, but hold on. So to go ahead and get this out of the way, we need to tell you that Lake Champlain is 24 times bigger than Loch Ness. So if Loch Ness is big enough to hold a creature like Nessie, Lake Champlain is big enough to hold a bunch of big old sea creatures. So basically what that all means is that Lake Champlain is massive. It's just
huge. Infinity huge mansion.
Probably.
Underwater?
Potentially. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Okay. So our buddy Champ has nearly 300 sightings since his first real sighting in 1819. I say real because there is a false sighting from 1609 where the founder of Quebec, Samuel de Champlain, wrote in his journal about seeing a massive serpent in the lake. But translators have now found out that he was writing about a large type of fish known as a gar, which does kind of look like Champ. Gar can get pretty big and have long, sharp mouths. So I can see where Samuel de Champlain was going with all of this. I've actually caught a gar once when I was fishing. It's one of the few, like, cool fish I ever caught.
What's a
I
gar?
Let it go. You want me to Google it for you?
Yeah.
And you want to know something funny? Like, look, I didn't catch one this big, but that's how big they can get. That's huge, right?
Yeah, but how big?
You guys are safe to Google a gar with with guardian supervision, but there's nothing crazy comes up. So this is a gar. Can I tell you something funny? When mommy caught the gar, we were on a camping trip, and when I reeled it out of the water, Unk was little, and Unk went screaming, running through to the camp, back to the trailer, and yelling, "My sister caught a dinosaur! My sister caught a dinosaur!"
But
I mean, look at it. That didn't look like a normal fish, did it? It looked kind of like a dinosaur. So he wasn't wrong. So the first reported sighting that came in 1819 was a report in the Plattsburgh Republican titled Cape Ann Serpent on Lake Champlain. And a man named Captain Crum saw an enormous serpent-like monster. Crum said that the monster was about 187 feet long and approximately 200 yards away from him. Despite being so far away, he claimed to have witnessed it being followed by, quote, two large sturgeon and a billfish, and was able to see that it had about three teeth and eyes the color of peeled onions. He also described the monster as having a belt of red around its neck and a white star on its forehead. Then in 1883, Sheriff Nathan H. Mooney claimed that he had seen a water serpent about 20 yards, which is basically 110 yards in length, from where he was on the shore. He claimed that he was so close that he could see, quote, round white spots inside of its mouth, and that, quote, the creature appeared to be about 25 to 30 feet in length. Mooney's sighting led to many more alleged eyewitnesses coming forward with their own accounts of Champ. Now, this is a fun fact.
This Nathan guy is actually a very crazy man.
Oh, Mooney. I was like, what? I thought you were talking that Nathan lives with us. I was like, what? Listen. You got to think about something. So now, this is a fun fact. Remember the movie The Greatest Showman? Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Well, the legend of Champ captured the interest of P.T. Barnum, and in 1873 and 1887, he offered rewards for anyone who could bring him the monster so that he could put it on display in his show. This sent off a wild hunt for the creature, and the newspapers had a field day talking about the race to find Champ. No one ever did find him and bring him to the center ring of the show, so I guess Champ had a little bit of stage fright. A lot of sightings of Champ have painted him as being a serpentine-type creature, and others have depicted him as being more dinosaur-like, with a long neck, a large belly, fins, and a long tail, much like our good friend, Nessie. It's neat to compare Champ to Nessie because they are so similar, yet so very far away from one another. When was the first reported modern sighting of Nessie? What year?
1933.
Good job!
1933. Good job!
And can you remember when the first modern sighting of Champ was? Do you remember what I said?
1969?
Nope. 1819. So what does that mean? If Nessie's first sighting was in 1933 and Champ's was in 1819, what does that mean? Who's older?
Champ.
Champ is way older. So, but wait, St. Columbus saw the beast in Loch Ness in 565 CE. So he's actually older.
Who's
right?
Actually older? Nessie? Yeah, but Nessie's way older.
Well, hold on. So Native Americans in the areas surrounding Lake Champlain have sighted and shared stories about a monster in the waters for thousands of years. Basically, what I'm getting at is that both Nessie and Champ are both very old monsters.
So, no offense, Nessie.
No offense, Nessie and Champ. No offense. We love it.
No offense. Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being older. That means you're wiser.
Yeah, that means you're wiser.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean it doesn't mean you're wearing dentures right now. Oh, I said too much. I said too much.
Hilarious. Okay, so wait, one more thing about the Native American sightings of Champ. And there's going to be a connection made here. The Native Americans referred to Champ as a horned serpent. Do you remember which creature we talked about with a past that fought horned serpents?
The Thunderbird!
The Thunderbird! So we have connected Champ to two other cryptids we've covered. Is that you just doing snaps? Isn't that?
Clap snap.
That was a good snap, that last one. Isn't that cool that we can connect him to, or them to, all of these other cryptids so far?
I know that Nessie is a she and Champ is a...
How do you know?
...is a here. Because...
It feels right. We don't know that for sure, but it's...
But Champ sounds like a boy name.
Oh, but you never... But you remember, baby, gender neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. It's always so cool how our cryptids and monsters kind of intertwine with what they do and when they showed up and all that kind of stuff. So in 1977, a woman named Sandra Mansi took a photograph while on vacation with her family that appears to show Champ with his head out of the lake. The entire bay of the lake where the photograph was reportedly taken is really no deeper than 14 feet. So it's unlikely the giant creature could swim, let alone hide, in such shallow water. It has been suggested that the object in the photograph could possibly be a rising tree trunk or a log. But who are we to say what Champ can and cannot do? Or maybe it was a BB Champ. Have we ever considered that? Champ has become the beloved mascot of the lake, with sports teams, restaurants, and schools using his image to display their pride for their local lake monster. No one's ever had a bad encounter with Champ either, just charming sightings on the calm waters of Lake Champlain.
Aww.
I know, so that's really it for Champ. He's a beautiful, mysterious cryptid swimming in the dark, deep waters of Lake Champlain. Do you believe in Champ?
Yes.
I believe in Champ. So what do you think about... What do you think about Champy?
Beat.
He saw that you wrote the word beat, and now he's kidding. Killian, what do you think about Champ? Tell me what your thoughts are.
I think it's awesome.
Oh, you were cataloging your thoughts. I love it. I think he sounds great. Well, I want to think...
Maybe Nessie and Champ were probably brother and sister.
Potentially. How do we know? All right. Well, that's all we've got. And Champy was an excellent choice. So Champ. Thank you. Thank you for the suggestion, Axel and Liz. I think Killian very much so enjoyed learning about this new cryptid.
Magic school bus.
Anyway, that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Karina. And I'm also Karina. I'm Karina's evil twin sister.
We do look a lot alike.
Yes, we do.
And remember...
The kaijus are watching.
A ghost knocked over something in the office. Yeah. And remember, the cryptids are watching. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.